Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love conservatives. I love conservatism because I love truth. I love Bible-thumping Judeo-Christian ethics, morals. I love people who critically think. I love people who can discuss and debate without it turning vicious. And at times, I love people who do protect their argument with viciousness. We should respect it all. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're having a lot of discussions here. Here's how I want to preface this hour. I want you to understand that among conservatives, there are so many different views. Now, I know I didn't tell you anything you didn't know. But what I love about all these different views is it shows that there is that's the good and the bad of conservatism. The way we define it, I don't like using terms like this, but the way we define conservatives, those who do not support the coup that occurred, the lies that are occurring to protect the coup, and the fact that we have a madman in the Oval Office. And there's a big swath of the country and the world who want that. But on the other side of it, we have so many differing opinions, which is good. That is what makes me so proud of who we are, because what it recognizes is the fact, the science, people, that there is not one person on this earth who is identical to the other. We talk about conservatives and leftists, you know, liberals, if you want to say that. I don't think of a liberal as a leftist. Somebody actually corrected me on that, and rightfully so. And as soon as they said it, I said, you're exactly right. But anyway, there's not two sides. This is all the shades of gray. So we act as if, oh, you're one or the other. No, you're not. Of the 80 million people that voted for Donald Trump, not a single one of us is the same. There's not a single black person on the planet that is the same. There is not a single gay. You want to talk about gay people having 71 genders? I'll even go further, gay people. There are almost 8 billion genders on the planet because none of us are identically the same. If you want to think of it in the way that they think of it. If you want to stretch it, well, Kevin, I'm asexual and I'm bisexual, whatever. Well, my sexual proclivities are different than anybody else's. Kevin's a freak. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what you like or this other person like. My food proclivities are different than anybody else's. The way I like seasoning on my food is, I guarantee you, is different than every. I could go, I like it, and you could go, I like it, I like it, I like it. Why do you like it? Well, let's get into the detail. It has the flavor of saffron. No, I like the flavor of allspice. What? We're all different. But let me tell you what the left does. They coalesce. It doesn't matter what their differences are. They will come together to beat you. When we learn how to do this as so-called conservatives, nobody can defeat us. So here's what I want to tell you. In case you missed it, the world is a crap show. We have a different saying when I'm around my military buddies, but I think you get the meaning. And there's one simple reason. It's so easy to go back in time and understand when the world became a crap show and when it was getting fixed. And I'm going to give it to you. And I know this is going to blow some people's minds. But the real simple reason when the world became a crap show is when Joe Biden took office in a coup. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've been involved with a group, a new group. I got invited. I get invited quite often, but I don't join many of them because intellectually I'm not stirred by them. And to be honest with you, it takes a lot. I respond when something sort of moves me to respond. And as most of you know, I don't really care what you think. And, you know, people get in, oh, I'm not going to listen anymore. I don't care. Go. Go, you little princess. But I got involved in one. And I know that when I tell people that Trump is Trump kept the world in I don't know how to describe it, but in check. That's what we would say. If I was in the hood, we'd say, man, he got his stuff in check. Now, I know this hurts some doofuses' sensibilities. And here's why. Let me explain why. This is psychology. They are so wrong about Trump, they've lost their reptilian minds. We are where we are because in a coup, the best president in modern history was replaced with a brain-diseased moron. And there are people, and forget if you don't like the brain-diseased moron, I just don't like Trump. Fine, don't like him, but look at the results and then tell me you don't like the results. Because let me tell you what the results are in the 14 months since the brain-diseased moron, a.k.a. Captain Demento, took over in the coup. The world has gone to crap. Nobody can deny that. Here in America, I looked up the consumer confidence numbers under Trump and under Biden. The consumer price index under Trump, under Biden. Consumers, everything you want to talk about, I looked at from Trump. I'm talking about domestically. It's horrible. Inflation, horrible. Gas prices, horrible. Prospects for things going higher, horrible. I don't even get me started. Under Trump, all under control. Gasoline prices, by way of oil prices, under control. America's independence on foreign oil. I'm going to go into some of the details, but the point is, you know most of them. There's no, it isn't, Kevin, you're just a Trump. No, I'm not. I'll see him this week, but so what? He was just bragging about all things. So he has the right to brag. Look at this buffoon that's in office and where we stand today. Hey, have you heard anybody, just out of curiosity, you hearing much about Ukraine? How many people are on the run? The UN said it could be as many as 12 million. I remember when it got to 3. Have you heard a single word about it? I'll talk to you in a second about how many articles I saw about Ukraine on Google News. A war, or whatever you want to call it, that Joe Biden allowed to happen. I'll give you the one thing that's being talked about Ukraine. Because we have so many other issues right now that the Democrats are trying to hide, specifically Hunter's laptop. There's a lot more to it. We get back, we got a ton more to talk about. Keep here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I began by talking about the email thread that I'm in and various ones that I'm in and why I'm in them. And I enjoy them because I want to get other people's points of views. I think it sharpens our skills. And as I say to anybody, I'm prepared to debate any topic they want. I'm open to it. And while, I'm going to read from some of these here in a second, but while people go, Kevin, you know, you're a big deal, you're Fox, I'm no big deal. I never thought I was a big deal when I was on Fox. I don't think I'm a big deal now, but I'm known. I don't know the people that are writing to me, but they know me. So that gives me a leg up. I mean, them a leg up in some respects because they know who I am, et cetera. But I respond to them and I'll talk about how one guy thanked me for that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, I was just talking about this thread that I got in, and it's around what I've been talking about on the show, that how can you be tricked into not wanting to get 100% behind Donald Trump? How can you be tricked into that? And I know a lot of people get upset with me and they say, Kevin, you're protecting Trump. Trump doesn't need my protection. It would be silly for me to go, I need to protect him. I'm just giving you an opinion about why you shouldn't abandon him. I don't give a crap. Do you think Donald Trump's, I sure hope Kevin Jackson tweets something good about me? That would be very presumptuous of me to think that I have the ability to protect him. But what I do have the ability to do is to bring sanity to those who say, let's throw the guy away. And the reason I'm going to put this in the backdrop of the world, this is why I hope you think this show is interesting today. What I will tell you is this: Trump earned my admiration. He didn't buy it. It wasn't forced on me or anything. I looked at what he did and he earned it. I was on Hannity's show back when Hannity and I talked, and I was on his show and he said to me, what do you think about Trump? I said, well, and here's what I said. And Sean got upset. I said, well, Trump may have to adjust his style a bit because it's a bit bombastic. I was asked to assess the candidates. So I assessed their pros and cons, and I didn't start with Trump. I started with Cruz. I know Ted Cruz. I know him very well. I said, Ted, he's a bit of a hothead. He thinks he's a bit of a know-it-all, blah, blah, blah. So pros and cons, but he's very smart. He understands the inner workings of things, his legal background. You know, I went into that. I went into Rand Paul, and I got to Trump, and I said, he's a bit bombastic. People are going to have trouble with his style. And Sean's like, arr! And he got upset. And I'm like, Sean, you asked me for an assessment. And, oh, yeah, you're right. But he was such a, in the can for Trump that he wouldn't listen to reason. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because I want people to understand I wasn't some, oh, my God, Trump is amazing. I mean, Robert Dobby and I, he's an actor. We were talking about, Robert was all in for Trump to the point. Kev, I was an early adopter, man. I said, I know, man. Congratulations. You were smart. But many people weren't, and I certainly wasn't. But what I said to everybody at the time was, whoever wins the nomination gets my support. Now, there are people out there who said to me, we should hope it's not Trump, but if it is Trump, he gets my support. I go, okay, well, good for you. But how can you say that? And you go, but I hope he doesn't run because they're not, they're going to be people that won't want to vote for him and all that. That's just, you're listening to liberal nonsense when you go, oh, people aren't going to vote for him. He got 16 million more votes than he did before, and every single day a revelation occurs that people go, oh, shoot, he was right, and there's more coming. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about this thread because I'm going to spend the majority of the hour weaving in the stuff, but to talk about the thread and what these guys came up to me and some what people's comments were about what I said. So here's what I wrote. This was April the 4th in this thread. I said, so the thought of not having Trump is not up for discussion, right? Biden has dementia in almost 14 months of the worst presidency in history, and we only get hints of the rumors of his demise. And the reason why I said that was I was talking about if Biden were our candidate, there would be no hints. I would tell you, this guy's got to go. Look at what his kid has done. Look at all the ties to his brother. We haven't even started. We haven't even cracked the egg, and we already know it's rotten. Somebody held it up to the light and went, this is not good. So we're at the surface. And I went on to say this. I said, conservatives can learn a thing or two from leftists, which is rare, but I did say that. I said, and the Biden lesson is clear. Still, never Trumpers, rhinos, and others who speak ill of the man who undoubtedly would have the economy humming, more of the swamp drained, and no war between Russia and Ukraine, and we're discussing who's next. I put that part bold. I said we should be 100% behind Trump the way black leftists stick together around thuggery, I said around thugs, and LGBTQ around their weirdos, just as examples. Leftists, despite their many differences, will coalesce to fight us. How about we stick to one thing to coalesce around? Now, I could give us some other things. I'm gonna do a shameless plug. The Flick Fest, my movie service. If we really wanted to teach Hollywood a lesson, a whole industry full of sexual predators and deviants of all kinds and people who have changed this culture to the point where Disney is so woke that everything they do is about sexualizing kids. Are you hearing about Disney? Just out of curiosity, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, I think you are. I'd be willing to bet you money you're hearing stuff about Disney. You're hearing stuff about the sexualization of your kids in education, beginning in the first, second, third grade. How do you think we got there? So why do you think that I decided, the same way I decided on a social media network years before anybody did it, before Truth Social's, you know, junk, but years before, I went to all these people and said, hey, you better pay attention. I'm a management consultant and I'm telling you what's going to come. And they refuse to listen. Did my social media site blow up? No. Conservatives ignored it. Hey, whatever, Kim, you don't know what you're talking about. I went to the biggest social media sites of conservatives in the country and they all looked at me like I had three heads. And now one of them, who has this big glorious building out somewhere, I'm not going to say who, in Arizona, it's empty. It used to have over 200 people. Now there's less than 10. And the dude is struggling to pay his bills out there. That's what happened. But we didn't stick together on that. So now I bring up the flickfest.com for those of you who do want to partake. It's $5 a month, but it's ours. And there are people out there, oh, Kevin just wants to make money. Yes. Yes, I do. But that's not the goal of it. The goal of it is to change the culture. And somebody's got to take the first step. Now, unlike my social media site, this will work. I'm not worried about it. But if you think I'm going to apologize for being a capitalist, I'm not. But you should be thinking differently. You should be saying, man, somebody acting, actually doing something to challenge Hollywood. How do you think we lost the culture? Yeah. So, yes. I hope you go to theflickfest.com. I hope you go to my website and you donate money so I can get my Unapologetically American Comedy Tour national, etc. By the way, we're going to be in Mar-a-Lago. We'll get the dates. So, yeah, I hope you do it. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The United States has been releasing information about Russian strategy and intelligence related to Ukraine, information that previously might have been kept classified. During an interview at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he believes it has a positive benefit.
The reason we did it is really twofold. The first was to rob the Russians of the element of surprise, which they had in Crimea, and we did not want them to have here.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Elon Musk is making a bold move that has everyone talking.
Billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but, you know, there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Statues of two former Supreme Court justices are coming in the near future. President Biden has signed a bill that authorizes statues of Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They must be in a prominent location in the U.S. Capitol or on Capitol grounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got invited to this email thread, and I'm talking about it today in the sense of everything that's going on around us in terms of Ukraine, Hunter Biden, the lies being revealed by the left, January 6th nonsense, Wu flu BS, and so on and so forth. So we're putting it into the context. But the whole issue here was that people were telling me, Kevin, we need to back away from Trump. Now, I talked about this in another show before. That's why I want to cover it a little bit differently, and because it involves DeSantis and where things need to go. So again, this is what I wrote to this group on April the 5th. I said, utter nonsense and buffoonery to suggest getting rid of Trump and replacing him with anybody. DeSantis will get his turn, but Trump has more than earned a second term, and anybody who thinks otherwise is, as I mentioned earlier, which I said, they're a buffoon, and I stand by that. Florida is awesome under DeSantis, but Trump understood geopolitics and shined. North and South Korea, for example, Trump would have normalized relations with North Korea. Right now, I'm not writing this part. I didn't write this part, but North Korea is back to, you know, chest pumping, you know, shooting missiles off and trying to get attention. And they're not making any progress. Trump was saying, let's bring them into the modern world. Anyway, next he got Israel and Arab countries talking. And in one other side, he got move to Jerusalem that everybody talked about doing. He did it. I said, Trump crushed Putin using our economy, and he was getting China under control mostly through trade policy. Trump would have crippled the Chinese economy if he weren't the victim of a coup. To suggest we replace him is reptilian leftist thinking and showcases abject stupidity. I don't care if anybody's offended by me pointing out the truth. DeSantis wasn't ready for this level of geopolitics because only a handful of people are. Moreover, most people are not willing to make difficult choices even when they know the course of action. DeSantis would learn tons as Trump's VP. Then he would be ready for the presidency. While I don't agree with some of the things Trump does or his style in certain instances, the facts speak for themselves. Take almost any single issue I mentioned above, and Trump is a rock star. Notwithstanding, he did much more like bringing back real manufacturing, preserving critical infrastructure manufacturing, removing $2 trillion in onerous government regulations, mostly around the EPA, restoring America's military, removing CRT and LGBTQ BS, and making Americans proud again. I'm sick of weak-kneed, pansy-butt, I've cleaned that up, Republicans who are ready to jump ship and turn tail and run just because leftists dare speak ill of our champion. Stop being wusses, grow a pair, and back the man who interrupted the Great Reset. That's what I said. And I'm saying it again because I stand behind it 1,000% because I want you to understand the bigger lesson. The bigger lesson is if you're thinking this way, you have been led down the path of leftism. You think you're, okay, well, I don't listen to the fake news and I don't watch him and I don't do, well, if you think what I just described, if you believe that Trump, man, we don't need Donald Trump, let me tell you something. You better go back to school. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Because if somebody doesn't wake you up right now, you're going to get Romney eyes. You're going to get, you're going to believe that, oh, Romney, he looks the part. He's such a great, and I'm using that as a metaphor, but you're going to be Romney eyes. Somebody's going to lead you to believe that everything's good to go. Let me tell you something. If DeSantis were our guy right now, there would be a full court press on this guy. There'd be a fool. They would be digging out dirt on him, his family, whatever. I don't know whether DeSantis doesn't even know the stuff that would come at him. They talk about illegitimate kids. There'd be bimbo eruptions. There'd be all kinds of stuff. They haven't even begun to go after this guy because they've been fixated on Trump. And let me tell you why they did it. They allude to going after DeSantis. But Democrats are smart. They're smart in this regard. In their attack policy, in the playbook, focus. And you know what they focused on? They focused on Trump. And all the misinformation, all the crap that people are hearing about Donald Trump is based solely on the fact that these people stay laser focused. Donald Trump and anybody associated with him. How do you think? Paul Manafort, as I said, probably the guy, he spent a week or 10 days as Trump's campaign manager, and he was in prison for that. If Paul Manafort had avoided Trump, he would have never gone to prison. I don't know whether he was a good businessman or not. He was a very wealthy guy. He was living a charmed life until he decided to say, I'm going to help Trump. They focused on anybody around him. Papadopoulos did nothing wrong. Who was the guy that they claimed was an FBI, an informant for the Russians that broke all this? Carter Page or something? Nothing. They got nothing because there was nothing, but they stayed focused. All their attention was on. They could have, oh, let's go after Ron DeSantis. No. So now that Trump's gone, they're going to still use him a little bit. They got the muscle memory of that, but now it's Putin. That's their new thing. It's all about Putin. Now, they're going to lose this battle because Putin is just as good at misinformation and misdirection as, in fact, he's better. And that's why there's not been a whole lot of news about it. Wasn't Putin supposed to go broke? They were going to break all these Russian oligarchs and turn everybody against Putin, and then they were going to get a coup in Russia. And let me tell you something. The Russians know every asset that we have in their country. They're dead. People are going to tell you this. They're dead. They got killed in the time of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and we came and rebuilt. We have no significant assets in China. I'm talking about clandestine people. We have no significant assets in China or Russia. Why do you think communism is big in America? Do you see the capitalism being the lay of the land in either of those countries? No. They're run by dictators, and oh, by the way, so is America for the last 2 years. So who's winning? You know who's winning. Communism, Marxism's winning in this very country. These people have infiltrated us across in capitalism, in colleges and universities, are nothing but cancers of communism and Marxism. There you go. Anyway, Joseph wrote this to me. Kevin, you are right on. I've listened to a couple of your broadcasts recently. Let me inform the cultural slackers here on this email. You are the new Rush Limbaugh, the Rush Limbaugh of 2022. The oh-so-sensitive supposed conservatives here have no friggin' idea what's going on. They still think it's touch football out there. Sure, some live in the outback of Texas and see every little or refuse to see the obvious election coup and indeed subsequent invasion of millions of people and, of course, the subsequent socio-political impact that is going to occur. Others work in universities and other environments where their jobs could, would be, definitely impacted negatively if they came out in full support of committed Americans like yourself. They would rather take this road and hope for the best in November 2022. Then with a Republican-controlled House, but not Senate, very difficult for reps to take the Senate in November because of the stolen Senate elections in Georgia. Says controlling just the House in November 22 means very little. Those suggesting to just move along from the stolen presidential election are truly ignorant or cowards. I'm going to stop for a second because he's right about that. And I talked to a friend of mine who says, we just need to move on. I said, now I told you guys this the other day, and I was like, how do you move on from a coup? How do you move on from somebody that you know blatantly cheated? Blatantly cheated right in front of your face. How do you move on? This happened to be a lady. I could have asked her, would you have just moved on if you come home and your husband was in bed with your best friend? Would you have just moved on? I don't think you would have. I think you would have moved out, or he would have moved out. It's so easy to just move on. You know, like we're making him mad. He says there's a civil war going on in the U.S. for the past 8 years, financed by the Federal Reserve money printing, but the so-called conservatives think it's just a discussion, and he uses quotes for that. Our colleagues had better start waking up and be committed and ready for the physicality coming within the next 3 to 6 months. So, I don't know about that, but we'll see. But he's right about that. We better start waking up. And the reason why I'm telling you this stuff is because people... when you are around as many people as I do in so many different forms of media, I try to give you hope. I try to let you understand that I'm not the only one out there. This came from, I think, his name is Ed. So there are many of us out there. By the way, when I did radio in another market for a hit, what's called a hit on a show, the producer called me, says, dude, you blew up our phone lines. I'm like, I didn't do anything. He goes, I know. He goes, it's just being you being you. But he said, we got 50 meter hits. And I said, well, how many do you get with other guests? And he said, one. We get 1 meter hit. When I tell you that there is an appetite for what I'm talking about, it's not conjecture.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Last part of the email thread I was talking about, and I'm going to finish off with what Joseph had written to me. The last part of what I talked in the previous segment was Joseph's work. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So Joseph goes on, he says,
Rhinos and those who say the they are conservatives who play touch football will not stand up to the loudmouth sociopaths. They will cower and complain, but just hope that their stock holdings and real estate values keep rising so they can evade the oncoming illegal herds and sociopathic leadership. Guess what? For 6 years, most here have been exposed to my warnings regarding the Federal Reserve printing $15 trillion out of thin air to initially save the banking cabal managements. And then Soros knew that money was free. If banking cabals get bailed out, so does BLM, socialist universities, Satanists, etc. Give me the money. This is what has happened, and most still don't understand that the Fed printing is what made all of us massive socio-political disasters possible since 2009. Wake the heck up. He says, Kevin is giving you the truth. If you can't handle it, don't be surprised if a committed patriot, Kevin Jackson, responds back to you using terms like buffoonery. He's being honest and actually kind. A true description could be stronger. He's exactly right. I mean, what I really want to say to these folks, I do hold back because I don't want to, there's a part of me, there's a sensitive side that says I don't want people to feel attacked. But at the same time, you are what you are. He says, for me to keep up the faith. So another person wrote to me. I don't know his name because he's, you know, been, he didn't even, he just says he's 308. He says, all y'all. I've been busy, not much online these last few days, so now I just saw this thread. I don't much like the name calling amongst our brothers and sisters in this group, but fair is fair and everyone gets to have and enunciate an opinion. As for me, I think Trump was and is the greatest president in my lifetime, perhaps even the greatest in a full century. If he runs, he'll win, and America/Americans will be better for it. I tell you this because I want you to understand, folks, that there are people out there who think the way you think. You're listening to me. Look, if anybody's been offended about what I've said, get the heck out. Because you know why I can tell you that? You're not going to get Truth Radio delivered this way anywhere else. Go listen to Bongino. Go listen to all these other dudes and see what you get. Anyway, let me keep going because I got to talk about it. I want to go into this. He says, as some of y'all know, I spent 2 full decades working in what is known as political military affairs. Essentially military diplomacy. And earlier I worked in military organizations communications, media spokesperson for both unified and subunified commands, including in the Republic of Korea, where I was spokesman for the Korea Armistice Commission. So I have some creds when I say that there are times when blowing an enemy state or potential enemy state up when that state commits an egregious offense is not all that smart of a thing to do. Those events some of us crab about in which Trump didn't respond militarily were actually handled rather well. He took the punishment out of the mainstream of sight and pounded the crap out of the offenders using diplomatic and economic/financial weapons. He applied just enough pain to let the miscreants know that further fooking with our interests would result in regime death. So the bad guys backed away from further complication as long as the Donald was in charge. While Trump had poor judgment about who should be in his inner circle, I completely agree with this, by the way, he really was learning, and had he been able to keep his office in the second term, his key advisors would likely have been genuine, patriotic, and supportive of the proven Trump method. I believe it was Kevin Jackson who laid it out best, a Trump-DeSantis ticket in 24. Trump picks up where he left off, begins repairing the Biden ownership group's damage. Then DeSantis, using what he learned, studying with and working under Trump, wins his 2 terms in office. DeSantis is politician enough to pick a woman veep and groom her for the Oval Office. We have the potential for up to 20 years of conservative, pragmatic governance based on the Trump way. So, fellow rednecks, let's not piss in each other's boots, but turn on our energies into helping Trumpism, with or without himself, win the day in saving America. That's what he wrote. Now, one other point. One of the guys I referenced earlier in the broadcast, I want to bring this up just because I want you to understand the difference between me and other people. One, this is me. You don't like it? Go. We're together. This was the way we will communicate, other than you'll see a pretty smile and a guy who's very affable and isn't trying to be confrontational, even though it may appear that way. I'm not. But I'm going to give you my opinion. But he writes to me, one of the guys, Ed, and he says, Kevin, he goes, Bongino's full of himself. He goes, I didn't expect you to respond back. I'm not reading it. I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I didn't expect you to respond back. He goes, but you respond back. You're participating and all that. He goes, and there's no ego. I can tell this is about, you're about truth. You want to give this out. And he went on to tell a story about Bongino doesn't, you know, communicate with him anymore, blah, blah, blah. He gets bigger and nobody wants to talk to him. And as I said earlier in this particular hour, I said, it's not going to happen with me. You guys want to reach out? I'll do my best to. In fact, that particular message I hadn't seen for a month. Finally went back and started going back through the old stuff, and I responded back to him again and said, thank you for noticing that I participate. I'm not running from anybody. I'm not watering it down because Cumulus says get the poke, and I'm not getting the poke, then Bongino gets the poke. I'm not watering it down because Fox management team says you can't say this or whatever, which is what happened with all of the people, the talking heads that people love and trust. They sell out. Their checks get so big, they go, ooh, I can't, I got a whole, let me tell you something. I don't make any money in radio, and I finance most of the projects. I put my money where my mouth is, and practically every project that we work. When we started the Unapologetically American tour, I put my team on it. We bucked up, and I'll tell you something. We lost money in the first one because it was over the top. We wanted to make sure it went off great, and it was spectacular. But guess what it did? It got us a decent sponsor. It got us other people talking about it. It has us now, me going to Mar-a-Lago to scout out the location where we're going to do an event there. I will practically guarantee you there will be Trump family members, if not the Donald, at the event. And what it will do is it will blow your mind. It was the funniest, best political comedy you've ever heard in your life. And it addressed all the things that I talk about on this show. By the way, if you want to help out, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. There's a donate button there. Donate. We'll do it specifically for the comedy tour. But we do a lot more. Go find out all the things that we do, all the projects we do to draw attention to what conservatives do in the inner cities, what conservatives do to help at-risk kids, at-risk families, and so on. It'll blow your mind, all the things that we do. We don't go around bragging about stuff. Everything that we do has a purpose, whether it's the Flick Fest to go after Hollywood, whether it's seeking educational excellence to go after the education system, and whether it's what I do here to strengthen the backbone of conservatives and to put a shot over the bow of leftists that you are not going to shut up some Americans. You're going to have to fight some of us. There may be a bunch of pansies sitting on the sidelines, but this black dude ain't one of them. You're going to fight me. And I'm not talking metaphorically. I'm talking metaphorically and physically. If you want to fight me over what I stand for, get in line. Let's do it. I got the good Lord on my side. So I mentioned earlier that there's noticeably some things missing from the news cycle, and it's intentional. You're not hearing them talk about Ukraine. One story about Ukraine, Zelensky, Russian aggression not limited to Ukraine. Zelensky's now trying to plead with the world. Oh, it's not just about Russian aggression. Zelensky has been aggressive against the Donetsk region for 8 years. Or well, not him, but the Ukrainian government has. And nobody said a word. Let me ask you, do you know how many refugees are on the run now? There was 3 million when we last left off. I said this early in the broadcast. Who's winning this so-called war? Joe Biden said the Russians were going to be shut down. Whatever. Who, are you hearing that? I didn't see one article about it. Oh, I heard one. The Russian generals report real damage to Putin. It had the stench of fake news. Didn't even go further. I hadn't heard anything about it since. What are the reports on wheat and corn and other crops? Heard about that? What about the status of inflation in America and around the world? Are they going to let you know that Joe Biden is absolutely starving the world because of what he did, his policies related to Russia? They make it sound like sanctions. We hear sanctions don't work, but then suddenly, you know, they work with Russia. They're not working. Maybe a few Russians are struggling a bit. What happened to us? We couldn't get toilet paper. The only thing what's funny is what the Russians get when things are bad, they get toilet paper and vodka. We didn't even have any toilet paper. We were worse off than the Russians during the time of Wu Flu. Lots of people feel the way you feel, and that's a good thing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.